الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه وصلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. الحمد لله with the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala, we have been blessed with the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, and a lot of fadilat has come in the hadith and the Quran Sharif for the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. One night's ibadat is like making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. One day's ibadat is equivalent to 1 year's ibadat. One day's sawm is equivalent to 1 year's fasting. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with His Mubarak days. So in these Mubarak days, we must abstain from all forms of sin. And we must increase our level of ibadat in these days. Yeah, these are very mutabarak days, very mubarak days. Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of these days in the Quran Kareem. And Allah won't take qasam of something small. So Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of these days. That's indicative of the fact that they are great days. That's why Allah Ta'ala took qasam of it. So we must respect it. And we must appreciate the time. Engage in the zikr of the kalima, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. So we must engage in that all the time. In today's majlis, I wanted to highlight our sickness of cell phone addiction. Just like how you have substance addiction, people suffer from substance addiction. In the same way, there's a sickness called cell phone addiction. This cell phone addiction has captured our existence on this earth. All the time we have the cell phone in our hand, when we're walking, when we're sitting, and some of us when we're driving also. We're still printing and we're seeing things while we're driving also. And that in that way you are jeopardizing your life, your family's life, and everybody else's life. While we're driving also, we got the cell phone and we're talking. We can't put the cell phone down. It's an addiction. Now, I just want to enumerate a few points which I have written down are the consequences of this addiction. What are the consequences of the addiction of the cell phone? Obviously, a lot of time wastage is taking place. A lot of time wastage. Halaki, time is our only punji we have in this world. Investment that is depreciating every second, with every second and every minute that's going. If we lose money, then we can always get money back. But if we lose time, we can never get time back. Hazrat Maulana Inayatullah Sahib used to say, agar paise ghum ho jaye, kuch ho jaye, to paise wapas aa sakte hai, mil sakta hai. Lekin agar waqt chala gaya, the time is gone, how are you going to get that back? So, the first consequence is, in a day, how many hours a day do we spend with a cell phone? We must consider that. Right? How many hours a day? So we're just scrolling up, scrolling here, scrolling there, scrolling left, right, center, everywhere we're scrolling. When we're fed up, then we get tired, then we put it down. But a lot of our day and our night, till late at night, has become a sickness that we seeing what's on the phone. Now, that affects firstly, what you see is going to go in your eye. Firstly, your eyes get affected with that. That's why you will find people who watch the screen all the time, they have tired eyes. Their eyes look tired. It's because they're watching all the time. Their face also looks tired. And what happens, because of watching all that all the time, the noor of the face gets extinguished. The noor of the face goes away. Because of watching all the time. You will find that on the face, you don't see that noor of Iman, how it's supposed to be shining, radiant. That gets removed by Allah Ta'ala. is like a poison that's going in the eye, and that poison now is going to go in your heart, it's going to go in the brain. Now what you're seeing with your eye is going to reflect in your thoughts also. So even if you go in namaz also, when you start your salat, you'll never get khushu and khudu in the namaz, never. Because your eyes, whatever was in that screen, whatever in front of the screen, in your namaz too, it's coming in front of your eyes, in your salat also. You will never get the concentration in the namaz. Because whatever was captured by your brain now starts playing in your salat. So all the tafakkurat starts coming and it's going to affect our ibadat. Ibadat gets contaminated. Our eyes get poisoned. Our thoughts of our mind gets captured. And the same things when we fall off to sleep, then the same thing, because before we go to sleep, we normally start the day off with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and end the day off with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We normally do that. We start off with the cell phone and we end off with the cell phone. So before we sleep, whatever all the things we were seeing, now we can't get a peaceful sleep. Peaceful sleep won't come. It's going to take long to fall off to sleep because the effect still is in your system. It's like a poison in your system. That effect won't just go away. You won't get a good sleep properly, quickly. And you won't get sukoon in your sleep also. Because you never do it properly. You're seeing the phone till the last minute, then you put your phone by your pillow, and sometimes with the phone, in our hands, we fall off to sleep. It's still in our hands, it's playing every day, and we fall off to sleep. And next time we get up, we see it's on in the middle of the night. So why we want to sleep like that? Could be our last sleep, you'll never get up again. So how can we do this here? We must relinquish it. Remove it. Then it's time to make zikr before I sleep. Time to read all my masnoon du'as before I sleep. The first thing in the morning, I start the day with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. First thing in the morning, I start the day with Yasin Sharif, with tilawat of Quran. But no, we can't. Because the cell phone is like attracting us to it. So how much of our day is getting wasted? Right? So it's going to impact our mind. It was impact our eyes. It's going to impact our thought. It's going to impact our ibadat also. It's like a substance addiction. It's a different type of addiction. Substance. And you know, this year, even a child gets addicted to it. Small children. If they're used to their cell phone and watching all that cartoons and all that, and you remove their cell phone from them, you'll see the tantrum of the child. Sometimes the mothers cannot get those child to focus to eat also. They have to distract their mind by putting a cartoon, so that while the child is watching the cartoon, then only the mother can feed the child, because the child's mind is gone somewhere else. That's how it becomes addictive. Then I was reading somewhere that in India, one teenager, so he must be abusing his phone day and night, must be having bad marks in school and all that. In Delhi, this story. So the father took the cell phone away. So this teenager got so angry, he trashed the whole house. He finished every room of that house. He broke the kitchen, he broke the dishes, there was nothing left in that house. Just because they took his cell phone away. In anger. So he cost his father, I don't know how much of money. How much is it going to cost him to repair his whole house? Just because his cell phone was taken away from him. So this is an addiction. It's like a crave. If you don't get it, person loses his mind, goes into a tantrum. And then, whatever comes there, we believe it. Haraki, a lot of it is AI generated. It's artificial intelligence. It's not factual, a lot of things. It's fake. And that impacts now, whatever comes there, we think it's true. But in the meantime, it's all fake. Just to get views and all that, then the people, they upload all these things and we watch it. Now we get carried away, we think it's true, but in the meantime it's false. False information. Another problem, what's happening is, because now every person has a phone. The father got a phone, the mother got a phone, the son got a phone, the daughter got a phone, the children got their own tablets, all that. So as soon as everybody goes in the house, they finish their supper and all that, then they're all in their rooms. There's no more family time. Nobody sits together. Nobody sits in the lounge. Nobody talks. What happened? How was your day? What did you do today? Nothing like that. Sorry, but each person is just glued to that screen. You see? And you must ask all the opticians and ophthalmologists how detrimental that blue light of the screen is to the eye. You must go ask them. They'll tell you. Time comes, your eyesight fades because of that. That's how harmful it is to the eye, that blue light's on the screen. So, there's no more family time. The husband before and the wife, they used to chat before. Come at home. How was your day? What did you do? Who did you meet? Interaction. Now, husband got no time to interact with his wife. Wife got no time to interact with the husband. He's busy chatting to somebody else and she's busy chatting to somebody else. So what happened to the love of the marriage? Finished. As time goes, and this keeps on carrying on, then they start drawing apart. That closeness goes away, that qurb goes away, that muhabbat goes away. Where it's coming from? It's coming from the cell phone. Then marriages are breaking down. People's homes are getting destroyed. And a lot of people have made the cell phone a means of their livelihood. Now, I didn't know what's the difference between blogging and vlogging. I didn't know. So I decided today, let me check this up. What is blogger and who's a blogger and who's a vlogger? So they say that the difference between blogging and vlogging is a blogger has written content. He first writes down whatever he wants to produce and then he puts that forward. That's called blogging. And a vlogger, he gives a picture to that content. So he goes around with a camera and whatever he wants, he's not going to just write it down. He wants to show you virtually. You must see it with your eyes. You see? Like now when we go to Madina Munawara, before we should tell the people, now we go with our camera everywhere. We want to show them. This is Jannatul Baqi. This is this. This is this. This is this. We don't just teach the people anymore verbally. So there's no more blogging content anymore where we write articles and we give it. We want to do vlogging now. We want to show them. They must see it through a camera. Now people get money by doing all that, uploading it. That's why you get people going around all the countries all over the world. They tour, they do traveling, and then they post it and they get so many views and then they earn so much money. So this has become a livelihood. And unfortunately, even people of deen are also getting involved in this here. Vlogging is becoming livelihood for people of deen also. They're earning so many dollars a month by vlogging. So Allah save us from that. Because what is on that cell phone? There's so much haram that is carrying on there. How you can put such pak ta'lim in such a haram place? How can it mix there? You can't mix it up there. You need to separate it. So this is what's happening. Then people are talking to ghair maharim in all the chats. Male, females talking, young boys, young girls talking. And some people are even getting deceived also. You have scammers that are coming on that, and then they are making themselves look like they're young, but he's an old uncle. He's an old uncle. Now he's telling one lady in Canada, see, this is my picture. Understand that? And look how handsome I am. Now then he'll give her one long sad story about he needs money and this happened to him, that happened. Now in the meantime, she thinks she's an old lady. She's going to get a young man. So she starts sending money from Canada. In the meantime, that's all lies. He's an old uncle. If she sees him, she'll run away. You see? Isa horai. And this is true, Mona. They're using the cell phone to scam the whole dunya. And everybody's getting scammed with the cell phone. And it's becoming the scammers, they've got a tool now to capture people. The people that are naive, they think, we're helping somebody in need. His son had an accident, he's in a hospital, give some sad story. Then they'll ask you for money. Where are you going to verify all that? You can't verify all that. So that auntie, she'll sit there and she'll tell her, you know what, we're going to help this person, we're going to help the person. Right? But in the meantime, there's no such a story. There's no verification. Her money's gone down the drain. You see, this is what's happening via the cell phones. And this is true. It's not false what I'm telling you. These are waqia that we know about them. And we know even the people that are scamming. We even know them also. So Allah Ta'ala make hifazat. Then the hafiz of the Quran, if we're going to spend all our time in front of the phone, what time are we going to dedicate to the tilawat of the Quran? What time are we going to dedicate for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? We're not going to dedicate any time for that. So our hafiz, our Quran, we're going to start losing it. Those that are hafiz, no more tilawat. Those that are zakirin, there's no more zikr, because the time for their tasbihat is gone. Is gone in the cell phone. Right? And then what has happened? There has been now an appetite created for information. Like, you know, we need every second we must be informed as to what is happening globally. Not only in South Africa, in the whole world, what is going on. We want to know in Russia what is going on, in America what is going on, Hormuz Strait what is going on, all these things here. Why our Oslo Beach Strait is gone so busy. We want to know all that. We want to know all that. Every minute we need information. And our appetite for information has become insatiable. We can't get satisfaction. The more we scroll, the more information we're getting. Whether it's from here, whether it's from that chat, whether it's from that news channel, whether it's from this, whether it's from YouTube, whether it's Instagram, but there has to be a lot of information. Maulana, your brain needs rest. How are you going to process all that information? Your brain is not a computer. So it's going to affect your brain. And it will affect productiveness. In our ta'lim also, in a madrasa, university, school, the children are not going to be productive anymore. They're not going to pay attention to their studies. So they're getting overloaded with information from the outside. Your brain can't handle all that. It's too much. We need to stop it. Now that is still the point of where I can say it's bad, but not to the degree that what we see in what's happening now. Now the same phone has pornography on it. Small children that are 10 and 11 are watching pornography. Allahu Akbar. Now whatever they're seeing there, they're taking it, they want to imitate what they're watching. They're watching pornography, haram. Allahu Akbar. From such a young age. Now where it's reaching. See where it started off. And where it's heading. Now the child got a phone. He got his own phone. Who's checking what he's watching on that phone? Big people are watching pornography. Small children are watching pornography. Young boys are watching pornography. How can it be a Muslim person doing all that haram? Where's the iman? What will be the outcome? We are hearing cases of rape by small boys and young girls. Rape cases. That's what we're hearing. You see? Now that's very serious, that. The consequence is very, very serious. Heart-shattering consequence. Then the law will take its course. Those children will go into jail. So I throw them in jail from a young age, destroy their whole life. Can lead to murder also. And all so many other things. And there are incidents like this that are taking place every day. Some that we know about and some that is going under the radar, we don't know about it. But this is what's happening. The consequences of this poison that we're being fed. The entire society is being ruined. Entire social fabric of the society is being finished. Ruined. Via the cell phone. Now we think to ourselves, but you know, there's good content also. There's good content. We can take down bayans and we can take down qiraats and we can, you know, have dini talks. But today, Mosab, the harm is outweighing the good. More haram is coming out of it. More harm is coming out of it than benefit. More harm than benefit. Because we can't control what's going on. When the time comes to use the cell phone, we must decrease it. Try not to touch it as much as possible. Keep one tasbih in a pocket. So my ustad, my abrasa rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, keep a tasbih in your pocket. Sahibat, it's a muzakkir. It reminds you to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Your tasbih in your pocket. Reminds you to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So there was one incident of one girl. She was very pious from a very good home. She was full parda and everything. But they gave her cell phone. And that was her window to have a relationship with somebody on the outside, and she ran away. She eloped with someone. And she came from such a good home where all of them are very, very pious there. Aisa hota hai. So you can't give your children also cell phones and just think that, okay, I trust the person, just take it and let them use it. You can't. That zamana is gone now. You can't do that. And then there's a new thing that has kicked in very big time in the market, and that's called online betting. That's an addiction on its own, online betting. So today I was checking the stats on online betting. See, because we've heard that it has taken South Africa by storm and the whole world, especially after the COVID. So a lot of people that used to go in the casinos, they couldn't go in the casinos, so they started betting online. Now why they like online betting is you can even bet up to 1 rand. So even a poor person can do betting online, you see. Now if I tell you the stats, it will blow your brains away. The total gambling turnover for the year 2023 and 2024 in South Africa was 1.5 trillion rand on online betting. 1.5 trillion rand was online betting in South Africa. And over the last 4 years, online betting growth has been 550%. That means 550% increase in online betting in South Africa. 550% increase. Understand that? And out of all the betting revenue now, 85% is online. 85% of all betting revenue in the whole country, whether it's sports betting, whatever betting it is, sorry, but it's 85% now is online. You see? And the low income households are spending up to 40% of their income on a monthly basis on online betting. 40% of what a poor family will earn. 40% of that money, where is going? Into online betting. And then I done more research, that the Western Cape has the highest online betting in South Africa. Followed by Mpumalanga, then followed by Gauteng, and then followed by KZN. And that is because certain provinces allow online betting, is legal, and certain provinces don't allow online betting. That is why there's a variance. But Western Cape is number one in online betting. So this is where it's coming from. The cell phone, all this. Because of the smartphone, it became a hell phone. People don't even have food. Now the supermarket people are saying that our sales are coming down because people are betting so much, they got no money to buy food now. There's no money for food in the house. Betting online. So look from one cell phone, what is happening? How our life is being devastated? How the society is being demolished and all that? And then you get these influences. Sanat. Molana, those influences, we're running behind them, they're very, very famous. Sanat, they have a few. They look at their aqidah, what it is. Look at their belief. Look at their amal. Look at their akhlaq. Can we use them as role models? Can they be our role models? These influences, online influences? But they have become our role model. Then, where is haya? Everything now is coming online. A woman, she wears a new dress, that's online. So she got a new, what you call this, hairstyle, that is online. So she's exposing herself to the whole, all and sundry. So where's the haya? Where's the shame? You can't, those kind of, that kind of people, you can't interact with them. You lose your iman. And whatever the kuffar are doing, we're imitating them. Step for step, whatever they're doing, we are doing exactly the same thing. Allah Ta'ala safeguard us. Even our ibadat has been contaminated. When we're going in the Haramain Sharifain, like now the Hajis are going. Why? The ulama are crying. They're taking out big, big posters and saying, don't advertise your ibadat. You've done it for Allah Ta'ala. Now why you want the whole world to see? Now I'm going in the Jamarat. Now I'm going beyond. For who you done all this here? For Allah Ta'ala. Now why are you advertising to the whole world? You see? So now we are losing our ikhlas also in our ibadat. We spend so much of money and we go and we come back and we see how much sawab we got for what we've done. How much our life has changed. Our life, because we got it all. Like it's like a video we made. So for, in our archives, we'll keep it. See, we went there, we went just like we done, ticked a bucket list. That's what it has become. It has become so traumatic now, so bad, that the nur and zulmat that's going up to the sky is no more on earth. Imagine if the whole world now is busy sending up guna via their phones. We are sending guna to Allah Ta'ala. So what do we expect? Allah's mercy to come down? How can we send up zulumat and expect rahmat to come down? You can't send up zulumat, and that's not only a little bit zulmat. Millions and billions of people are sending up zulmat via these phones. That's why Ahlullah, I said that what they're saying is true. I said that these phones are going to take us to Jahannam. Ahlullah is saying, these phones are going to take us to Jahannam. May Allah save us. May Allah protect our iman and generations to come. So that stay away from it as much as possible. In it is safeguarding for our iman, for our amal, for our akhlaq, for generations to come, inshallah. And also, so that Allah Ta'ala become pleased with us. Yes, necessity, only use it necessity. Where the necessity, you have to answer a fatwa, or somebody ask a question, or something came, then you have to go online and do all those things. You must do all that. But the rest of it, try and abstain from all, especially in these big days now. May Allah give me tawfiq, and all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. InshaAllah we'll make zikr now.